Okay, he's going to do his introduction, so we've got to be quiet.
Okay.
Okay.
Today is October 28th,
okay.
2021.
Okay.
This is a Grand Canyon oral history interview with Pam Foti. And Lori, what's your last name?
Gelvin.
Gelvin, G-E-L-V-I-N. Mm-hmm. And Foti is spelled F-O-T-I?
Yes.
Yep. Great. My name is Tom Martin. We are at the home of Pam and Lori here in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam, can you tell me what you remember about the Grand Canyon? When did you first see the canyon? Do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
Back in the last century.
That's it. That's it.
It definitely was back in the last century.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the bones.
Okay.
Because I wanted to be anything for the, you know, the corridor.
She was an undergrad at Ohio State, and she came out here with her current boyfriend at the time.
I have a boyfriend?
Back then, Michael Grigsby.
Oh.
And so,
anymore.
But, she came out here probably when she was maybe 19 or 20.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
From where?
Here.
Columbus.
From Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then came out
like
here
Columbus.
And really discovered, I guess, the Grand Canyon and loved it and kept coming out. And friends from college would accompany her on her trips and come out. And then she made that decision, I guess, early on that she wanted to be in Parks and Recreation because of that experience.
Yeah.
Did you think about joining the Park Service, working for the Park Service?
Oh, the Park Service? I looked at it, but I don't know. I just really liked the other one.
Hmm.
She did work as a state park ranger,
yeah.
A head ranger for Lahontan State Park in Nevada, because she was getting her master's. She got her master's up there and
yeah,
then
that's right.
began working
no,
with
that's
them
right.
up there. And yeah, you were there for, I don't know, at
don't
least
know.
2-3 years, and then at least that amount of time, I don't really know, and then decided to get her PhD and then moved to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Okay, and so your master's was in outdoor recreation?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was in
oh,
recreation
right.
overall. I don't really
know
if it was outdoor recreation, but it was probably parks and recreation management.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And then when she went to Wisconsin, I believe it was in land management.
Right.
And she also picked up another master's degree
right.
in public administration when she
yeah.
was there.
Okay. And so then when did you come back to Flagstaff to start working for Northern Arizona University?
1987.
Okay, good.
Okay, all right. And so when did you get the idea to start hiking Colin Fletcher in reverse?
Colin Fletcher?
The hike from
Supai yeah.
up to Nankoweap through
uh-huh.
the Grand Canyon.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, she's read all those books.
Yeah.
Right. We all have read the books. So. But to get the idea to make that same walk.
Right. But it was fun. And it also was, you know, I could see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's like, oh, look at that, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was the thing that, you know, I wanted to do.
Cool.
And that's it. What it was.
Do you remember how you met Marcy DeMillion?
Oh, God. Yes. I love her.
Well, she was your student.
Oh, yeah, she's my student.
She was an undergrad
student
and a master's degree student.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, she was pre-boys. I mean, we met her probably, she was probably one of your first students.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
and then they, you know, and Marcy, actually, in talking to her recently, she goes, Pam is the whole reason that I went this route. She made me want to go in this direction and choose this career choice and things. So, and then she told me about another woman that she met that knows you. I don't know, something with an M, beginning with an M name. Anyway, she's over here in Flagstaff, and Marcy had interaction with her just in the recent months here, and said,
"Oh yeah,
Pam is the reason I chose my career in forestry." And she's had so many students say that. Chuck Patterson is another one.
Oh yeah.
that he's now in the BLM up in Idaho.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And got his master's degree as well. So Pam has helped literally probably thousands of students through their career in her 31 years as a professor.
And you mentioned a couple people when we just before we started the interview.
Uh-huh.
That was Matthew Brown.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Brown.
And Harlan Tanney.
You're right. And Marika.
Marika.
Aaron Devine. I mean, there's just so many. And they're teaching. Those two are teaching over at NAU. She got
That's
her
right.
job.
Yeah.
And they're now teaching over there in her former department.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
that's true. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she just has so many students out there that remember her. We took some toxic waste over to the Toxie Center here,
uh-huh.
and one of her former students, I think he's a either Hopi or Navajo, I can't remember. And anyway, he came up and hugged her, and he said, "You know, this is my name," and he remembered her, and he said, "You know, you got me through college." there are just so many people like that that she sees around.
Yeah, I do that actually.
Cool.
It's
contact her back, and they just she's just really revered in that. And you probably know that Marcy and Pam took that 5-week trip into the canyon.
Oh right.
Open it up. Tell me more.
Well, I was pregnant, so it was probably in 1991, and
I don't think
she
I did
me
it.
Very pregnant to go on this trip. I was pregnant with our twins.
Yeah.
And she and Marcy went down in the canyon for 5 weeks, and Marcy could probably tell you better routes and everything, but another friend of ours, Kathy Hetlinger, who was the chair of nursing at NAU at the time, and I drove Marcy and Pam up to the North Rim and dropped them off. It was kind of snowing.
Yeah, kind of.
So
this was the spring of 91?
No, it was
fall.
Fall.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And dropped them off. And they took off down there and
dumped them out.
Yeah, dumped them off. And
that was it.
And they went off for 5 weeks.
So
yeah.
That would have been down the Nankoweap Trail.
Yes.
And then did you exit at Tanner up the Tanner Trail? Remember
that? I forget. That but
I don't remember.
The only reason I ask is because I had the wonderful opportunity to hike with you and Marcy.
Right.
And we went from Phantom to Tanner.
Right.
And then we went from Tahuta Point to Supai. So you must have already completed that section from Nankoweap to Tanner.
Yeah.
Because if you'd gone to Phantom, you wouldn't have brought me along to do that. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to join you.
Right.
You didn't need my help, that's for sure. didn't need my help at all. Very skilled, very competent. Very savvy in backcountry and hiking and route finding and so the first was a 5 week
right.
was it just you and Marcy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was it?
Yeah.
Know. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you remember any highlights of that first walk?
Oh my God! Oh,
I just remember it.
They're
snowed.
Just.
But,
I don't know what
they had these tiny little rafts that they were going to float across the river in, but they mostly used them for keeping warm because it was cold.
Yeah,
and
wow.
They didn't really support them as they were crossing the river. I think you had to flag down a riverboat trip and just say, "Can you just get us across to the other side?"
Right.
But they had they were very proud of these little rafts that didn't work. But
you packed them all the way and they didn't work.
Yeah,
no, they didn't support them in the pack.
It's okay.
So,
oh well.
But you used them for that insulation against the cold.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
And she did hike out at one point, hiked all the way out, whatever that is, 8 miles out.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how you got back to me in Flagstaff. I don't remember if you took a bus or whatever and came to see me one night just because she was worried that, you know, I was pregnant and then went back.
That's lovely.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
<gosh. laughs>
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And then she hiked all the way back down, so.
Yes, yeah.
Nice. So that was the, was that the first part of the Fletcher in reverse? So it went to Nankwe?
Yeah, I think.
I'm assuming to Tanner, and then it would have been.
Right.
Phantom.
Right.
Yeah, Marcy, may, like I said, might be able to tell you since they planned it. And
yeah.
I was probably in a pregnancy fog.
Right.
But,
right. No, that's
anyway.
A good idea. I'll do that. Is check with Marcy.
Oh yeah.
And then,
but I do know it was 1991 because I was pregnant and I had them in January of 1992, so I know that.
Okay.
That would have happened. I'll be right back.
Okay.
And then that hike kept going in sections.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you would have to balance
right.
the hiking with your teaching.
Right.
How did, do you remember, was that difficult? Was it easy?
I don't know. It was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was, you know, sometimes it was, you know, I just put away and, you know, and said, I'm tired, you know, and then I'll get ready again.
Okay. So you had some time off.
Yeah.
To kind of.
Yeah. It
yeah.
was that way.
Nice. Nice. Good.
Because we didn't have like real stuff. And she had to, and we were getting things off of tough other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because it, we just we went, just
she
kept
started drawing at one point
coming.
Areas that she had hiked, and I don't think she got them all in. I wish she would have, because I certainly don't know. But they're the darker. Marks on there are areas that she hiked.
Okay, so for the listeners of this interview, Lori has just brought out the Grand Canyon National Park vicinity map, a 3-foot by 5-foot
oh, yeah.
topographic map of
Ooh,
the Grand
that's
Canyon.
That's a good one.
And Pam's lines, her hiking lines, are on this map.
Yeah.
Just like Harvey Butcher put his hiking lines on his map, and I put on mine, and
yeah, right.
everybody's
mm-hmm.
put on their map. And so these lines start in the Nankweep Basin,
uh-huh.
Up at the Nankweep Trailhead.
Yep.
They go down to Nankweep, and they also, there's two routes that then head, that Pam has done going south. One is along the river.
Right.
For a crossing above the Little Colorado River.
Right.
And then down on the Beamer Trail
uh-huh.
onto the Tonto Trail.
Right.
The other route follows what's called the Horse Thief Route.
Yep.
From Nankweep up and over the saddle into Quaggan, and then up past over the saddle and past Awatubi and 60 Mile. And,
yeah.
All the way down to Carbon.
Uh-huh.
And walked down Carbon to the river and then came back and then walk down to Lava Chuar and then down to the river. And that's where you probably got a ride across the river.
It could be.
By
yeah.
the river runners. That
yeah.
That would put you back.
Because that would,
yeah,
in that. You know.
That would put you back on the Beamer Trail.
Right.
And then, of course, the Tanner Trail is marked up to the rim there.
Uh-huh.
And then the Tonto Trail, the Hermit Trail is marked to the rim.
Yeah.
The Grandview Trail is marked to the rim.
Uh-huh.
The, both sides of Grandview Mesa.
Uh-huh.
All the way to Phantom, and then there is the route I see marked on the north side of the river from Tanner all the way on the Tonto to Phantom. I see that.
Uh-huh.
And then from Phantom Ranch going further west on the Tonto, and of course the Hermit Trail and the Waldron Trail are there
uh-huh.
going all the way to Bass.
Yeah.
And then, of course, up Bass to the
right.
rim.
Right.
And then on the Royal Arch Trail around, but staying on the Esplanade.
Uh-huh. Oh, the yeah.
Not going down to Royal Arch, not doing the Tonto Loop on the Royal Arch, but staying on the Esplanade.
Right.
Which is pretty small in that area.
Yeah.
All the way around Fossil Bay.
Uh-huh.
And then all the way to the Tohuta Point route.
Wait, Tohuta.
Off the Great Thumb.
Okay.
Off the Great Thumb.
Okay, got it.
And I remember you had a friend with a Jeep.
That was Chuck Patterson.
Chuck, okay.
And he ruined many tires going out
there. Yes, he did. And I remember there was no room for all of us and Chuck in the Jeep with our backpacks, so we tied them on the fenders and the hood of the Jeep to get out there.
I remember that story. Yeah.
And so then your line goes from Tohuta Point all the way, continues on the Esplanade, all the way around into Supai, and then out to Hilltop.
Yeah.
And that's the south side. Then there's some more north side lines coming down the Bill Hall Trail.
Oh, yeah, the Bill Hall.
And the, let's see, what do we got? The North Bass.
Right.
North Bass all the way down to the river.
Yeah.
And that line heads off around the Fishtail Saddle. Goes down to Ghost Rock.
Right.
Down to the Cranberry Canyon route.
Oh, the Cranberry one.
Yeah, and then down to Deer Creek.
Yeah.
And back to Deer Creek, over to the Bill Hall Link, and then out the Tepetz Creek Trail. So there's quite an extensive amount of
hiking.
Here
there is.
And I don't think she got all of it put on there, but
I don't know.
And I can't recreate it for her, but you know, I'm glad that she has that part on there. We can.
And I'm thinking this this hiking was done in the 1990s? Or
yes.
Was any of this done in the 2000s?
Oh, yeah. Some of it, probably.
Yeah.
She's hiked, you know, even Marika and Aaron took her down there, maybe, and Judy. He went down maybe about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And went down. So, I mean, she's been hiking that, like I said, since maybe she was 19.
Mm.
Up until, and then we go up, but I'm scared of heights, so you know, we don't venture far off the rim, but you know, we go up to the canyon and look at it because it is her favorite spot to be.
Yeah.
Just looking at this map and the routes marked on it,
yes,
puts you in the league with Joanna McComb, you probably don't know her, and Lorna Glendenning, and these are women that were hiking a lot in Grand Canyon in the 1950s and 60s and 70s that would cover this amount of ground. There's probably only a dozen women or less who had covered this amount of ground by the time you had, that are documented. Now pre-European contact, there would have been many, many women that have covered all this ground.
Yeah.
But just looking at the documentary.
I mean, she taught outdoor recreation, so for many, many years she led trips down there. So, I mean, I've gone down with you at some of your first trips and everything. And I can't remember all the names, but I remember there was a Cottonwood something
Went down
and sat in pools of water.
Yep.
you know, and things like that. And I definitely, you know, she went down Grandview, down to the Horseshoe Mesa.
Right.
And then all the way down. She took it. Trips down with her students every year, every semester.
Great.
And then she went on her own trips.
And were you collecting data, research data on those trips?
Not
always.
I don't know.
Those were that's when you were certifying people for WA.
That's right.
Wilderness Experience Association,
I think
it was.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like Knowles. She got certified for WA over at that.
Right.
That Philmont camp over in New Mexico, and they were, forget that guy's name, Paul something or other started it. But anyway, she led trips. I mean, the first year she was out here, the apartment, we were over in a townhouse, and that townhouse was just scattered with different pieces of equipment. I mean, it just never got put away, got picked up, or anything. I mean, she'd just go from one trip to another.
Mm. Right.
I mean, it was
fun.
Fun. And we didn't have furniture. We had, you know, kayaks and backpack equipment and climbing equipment. I mean, Yeah, she just did a lot of trips.
Nice.
And not always in the Grand Canyon. I mean, she did a lot of research in the Arizona Strip, up in Utah, Nevada,
yeah.
Montana, of course, Arizona, New Mexico. I mean, her research really went, you know, quite a few places in the West.
Okay.
Colorado. Yeah, I mean, Colorado, we were up in Montrose up
uh-huh.
there.
Hmm.
And she was doing baseline
that's right.
Information for them and stuff like that. So, and then that's how a lot of her students got employed, because she would do the grants. Pam wouldn't get paid any money, but her students would all get...
what is it?
The cat is playing.
Oh, the cat?
The cat's playing with the noise of the map. It's really great. Makes a little thunder noise, and the cat's really happy.
That's right.
Thank you so much for bringing this. It's wonderful.
Her research was on basically human impacts on wilderness areas, and even her children and myself, we would be involved in her research and doing the surveys.
Oh yeah, it was fun
when she would go out and do these.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up. Tell me more.
Well, the guys were little, I mean, and they would come out with us on these trips. I mean, sometimes as young as, I think, 2 or 3, and it was like we were out there for Easter, and we actually had a little Easter egg hunt over in the Arizona Strip.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Salamaca was with us. I think Chuck was with us.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just little guys. It was like their first time being in a tent. And they couldn't wait to get in the tent. So,
oh,
I mean,
fun.
They were just like, this is fun.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they were out doing that. And then
right.
Anders actually worked with you over in the Parashant.
Oh, yeah.
Doing research out there and collecting data.
Yeah.
You were up in Utah with Ben doing the turtle research and that.
Turtle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love
the
turtle.
For the
yeah.
desert tortoise.
Desert
yeah, the tortoise,
okay.
yes.
And so, I don't want him to... he's thinking about bad things.
Mm.
Oh.
Aren't you?
Up and up.
I'll just put it... Do you need this anymore?
You know what? I would love to take a picture
okay.
of this, maybe with the two of you.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
I think
really
that would
nice.
Be fun.
Pam, come here. Oh, so you can get your picture.
Oh, is it? I'm not...
That's good.
Good.
You
here.
Stand next to Lori.
Yeah,
that'd
come
be
here
great.
So we're not
she's
covering
there.
Her. Here. Right here.
Okay.
And then just smile towards Tom. Over
I'll
here.
Have to get my smarty pants camera going here.
I don't know. And the cat is in there.
And the cat.
The cat's in there.
Let's have you move a little more
oh,
to
me?
The right. There's a shadow from the chair. Oh, that's perfect right there.
Oh, there we go.
If I can get the cat too.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Well, that's going to be a
Joey
good thing.
Joey's thinking about it. Get your little tail out of it, Joey.
Come here, Joe.
Oh, that's good. All right, so I'm going to stitch this together.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Oh, got it?
And I'll put these two pictures together
okay.
with
thank
my
you.
Smart
there,
computer.
There, there,
thank
there.
You.
Oh, I can do that, huh?
That's a lot of fun.
Oh,
I'll get this out of Joey's way.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Take it down the hall for a minute.
Yeah, what a great cat play toy. It makes noise. You
yeah.
can jump on it.
Yes.
It's like, no, 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 no.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So.
And do you remember when Pam retired from NAU?
It was when she was 66. So 3 years ago.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Yep. Come here.
Oh, I didn't know when it was.
Yeah, 66.
66.
Great.
There we go.
Is there anything else that you think would be good to capture here? I'm definitely going to interview Marcy.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
Mostly about the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to think. I mean, she just has been down there so many times I can't even count.
Hmm.
I mean, and we got together in, 1987, and but she had been doing it, you know, at least a decade before that. I mean, well before that, and been hiking so much that I have no idea how many times that she has gone down and been there. But it's always been her, I guess, her place where she kind of rejuvenated.
Yeah.
And I always liked trees and water, but she seemed to like that desert landscape down there.
Uh-huh.
And
I got to do something.
What?
The dogs.
Well, no, don't let Jack out, hon.
Oh, not Jack, yeah.
Well, just stay right here while we...
Yeah, I guess I can't.
Because they're outside.
Oh, yeah.
And believe me, it would be craziness.
There we go.
But she's always found it as kind of her place that she could renew herself.
Yeah.
And read anything she could regarding it. And I think that's, you know, how she became who she was, is through her experiences of hiking in the Grand Canyon and wanting to share that with people.
Mm.
How important the wilderness areas are.
Oh gosh, yes, we.
You know, not only for the resources and everything that is there, but just that, you know, if people could just see it and appreciate it for what it is, instead of always trying to change it and commercialize it, you know, that we could save this for our children or grandchildren. And she's always like, well, we'll disappear off this earth at some point, but, you know, there'll be other creatures that'll be here. And,
right.
And, you know, we need to save it. She was always on the side of the wilderness and
yeah,
creatures as opposed to people.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So
cool.
I love purple people.
Well,
yeah,
you love the wilderness.
I love wilderness. I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I kind of got out of why she wanted to go down there. I mean, and there's another picture up there. It's Stan Schwartz, who was in her department.
Oh, yeah.
In geography. He's the one that took that picture.
The photo here from Torowit, looking upstream.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And so she has that picture of it from Stan Schwartz.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
he wanted it, you know.
Well,
like,
nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, and all of her students and everything, all of her, when she retired, they gave her a painting of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I mean, they just knew how important it was to her.
Cool.
It is important.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is important. Yeah. So, you know, when we can, we try to. We went up there last Christmas.
Uh huh, we did.
And
we had,
you know,
fun.
The boys went with us.
Oh, the boys, my boys.
Yeah. Well, not the dog boys, they were kid boys, but they went up there, and, you know, just always so important to her to be able to go up there. So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
nice.
I mean, she'll just stand there and, you know.
I will.
And just look out over there. And,
well,
you know.
I will. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
wow, what is it?
Yeah.
How do you do this thing?
I mean, it always seems to change for her, or looks different, or she finds something new, you know, to focus on and everything. And so it's, I don't remember it not being a part of her life since I've been with her.
Nice.
And we've been together 34 years. We just had our wedding anniversary on the 26th.
Congrats.
Of this month.
Cool.
So,
cool.
So, but that doesn't reflect all the 34 years, obviously.
No.
But, so that's really what's important to her.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! I said, that's it. That's what I want.
And, you know, hopefully she's imparted some of that to her kids.
Oh, yes, she
yeah.
has. She has.
Well,
I think
you have. You have.
yeah.
Me, I'm a little scared of heights, but, you know, she got me down there a few times and everything, and I made it. I didn't fall
slow
off. She's
steady.
Always like, she was always such a very fast hiker, and then she'd hike ahead of me, and I'd be, you know, of course I'm much shorter too, but I'd be hiking down, and then by the time I get to her, she'd be like, okay, here you are. And she'd be all rested and
ready to go. And you'd sit down and she'd be further ahead.
Well, then,
yeah.
Then I could just let her, let, you know,
mm-hmm.
Under do it as under,
well,
uh-huh.
Well, she would take things out of my pack, that's for sure. She'd like lighten it up.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. To lighten her load.
Oh, okay. I thought, oh no, I didn't want to hurt somebody.
Hello.
Hi.
Cool.
What you doing?
Maybe this is a good time to wrap up this oral history interview.
It is. Because that guy's getting out.
With Pam Foti. Today is October 28th, 2021.
Yep.
And my name is Tom Martin. Pam, thank you so very much. And Lori, thank you too.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. I liked it at all.